following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 1060 KGFX. You can also listen or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's David Burrell.
Thank you, Chuck, and hi, everyone. The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the SDHSAA. 2022 most expected to be a rebuilding year for Stanley County football, and in many ways, it has been. Not very many seniors, a lot of underclassmen getting most of the playing time. But there were some who might not have expected a three-win regular season. Yet that is exactly what's happened for the Buffaloes, and a victory 2 weeks ago against Lemon McIntosh on the road ended up making sure they made it to the 9AA playoffs. The loss last week at home to Faith left them as the number 16 seed. And when you have that 16th seed, you're going to get a very tough draw against the top seed on the road. That's what the Stanley County Buffaloes face, and they do tonight against a talented, speedy, athletic Wall Eagle team. We are in Wall. We're near the dinosaur. We're near that certain drugstore. It's playoff football as the Stanley County Buffaloes and the Wall Eagles clash in the first round of the 9B playoffs. And high school football on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX is brought to you by Avera, St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, the Stanley County Booster Club, Oahe Federal Credit Union, American Bank and Trust, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Pier Regional Airport, Access Health, Fort Pier, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors also help bring you high school football on KGFX, Possible Agency, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, Actegra, Family Dental up here in Gettysburg, Bauman Lumber. They'll bring you our player of the game and our post game. Also, they bring you video coverage. You can watch this game at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Scoreboard, as always, is brought to you by Wegner Auto. Haley Hansen is our studio coordinator, and Mike Champagne handles the video tonight. Thank you very much for being with us. The Buffaloes know what a challenge they have. Coming off the 42-16 loss to Faith in the game until a bad snap cost Stanley County late in the third, gave Faith a 13-yard field, and they were able to move away from there to the 42-16 victory. And the Buffaloes know tonight, first of all, they know they don't have a thing to lose. They're going against this amazing Wall offense, which averages over 52 points a game. In fact, Wall this season hasn't scored less than 48. They handed Lyman their only loss. They handed Phillip their only loss. And they have an extremely talented junior quarterback in Burt Blasius, who's thrown for 22 touchdowns this season and 50 in his career, and a whole lot of talented receivers in Riley McDonald, his brother Blair Blasius, Mason Heath, and an all-state running back from last year. Cedar Amion doesn't have the yardage quite he had rushing the ball last year, but he can break big plays too. The Buffaloes know they have their hands full tonight. This is the Possible Agency State Farm pregame. Becky Possible, State Farm Insurance, and Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. It is playoff time at 11B in the nine-man classifications. Top three classifications in 11-man in the regular season. We'll take a look around when we return to Wall in 2 minutes. This is high school playoff football featuring the Stanley County Buffaloes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Possible State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
this fall, take some time to think about your future. While the leaves make their way down to earth and the last sunset of summer leaves us with an autumn chill, it's time to
grab the nearest foam finger and break up a face paint. Rush the stands with First Dakota National Bank and forget how to blink. All sports are back with jaw-dropping plays, an electric atmosphere, and epic scores. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Each South Dakota farmer operates differently, and that means that ag insurance should be as unique as every farmer in the field. Fisher Rounds and Associates gets to know you and your operation before we find a policy. That way, we can make sure you have the coverage you need. Contact Fisher Rounds and Associates and see what it means to have us at your service and at your side. Fisher Rounds and Associates, serving South Dakota farmers with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. Beautiful Thursday evening in Wall as the Stanley County Buffaloes meet the Wall Eagles. First round of the 9AA playoffs. Winner of this game will get the winner of the game being played in Tyndall. This should be a fun one. Von Holm and Ipswich could be some points in that game. Also in 9AA, two-time defending state champion Platte Gennis is the 12th seed, and they're at the 5th seed. Hanson, 5 minutes into the game, no score. 15th seed Kimball White Lake at Elkton Lake Benson, all the way over there, 5 minutes into that game with no score. 9A Lyman, the 2nd seed, having no problem at all with Oldham. Ramona Rutland in pressure, 42-0 Raiders, 2 minutes left in the first half. That is on KPLO. Gregory, the 3 seed, is just underway on home against 14th seed Iroquois Lake Preston. Phillip, the 5 seed, underway in the second quarter and leading Esteline Hendricks by a score of 8-0. Timberlake trailing at Castlewood 14-0 as that game nears halftime. 9B, top seed is Harriet Selby area, hosting Lemon McIntosh. That game just underway in Selby, 100.7 KMLO. Kadoka area, the 3 seed, in a rematch. They won at New Underwood last Friday. They're playing the Lions again, this time in Kadoka. 3 versus 14, just underway. Kadoka area has scored first and leading 8-0. And in Oneida tonight, Southern Utes and Potter County renew their rivalry. Chargers, the 4th seed. Battlers, the 13th seed. Their first playoff meeting since 2015. That's on Star 99 in Mobridge. Jones County makes the playoffs again. They're just underway at Tulare against Hitchcock to Lair. In 11B tonight, winner, and they're doing it again. In fact, it's just about over. 62-0, the Warriors lead Deadwood with 3 minutes left in the second period. Looks like that will be a one-half game, and winner will have 32 wins in a row. Mobridge Pollock just underway against Aberdeen Roncalli. That is in Aberdeen. That game on the KOLY webpage at drgnews.com. 11A Chamberlain rounding the regular season out tonight at Canton, but they're 12th in the seed point standings. A win probably won't even do the Cubs any good, and the Pier Governors go for a perfect regular season. They're down the road a little bit in Box Elder against Douglas. That game just underway, and Brian has that on River 92.7. Here in Wall, Stanley County Buffaloes and the Wall Eagles, first round of the 9AA playoffs. And let's talk about keys to success, and I would say the key for the Wall Eagles, just keep doing what they're doing. This is a team that can just beat you with their speed. They're not big at all. They've got one lineman in Keith Brummett that's 260. One starting lineman, Matthew Heathershaw, coach's kid, Lex Heathershaw. Of course, the former Stanley County assistant is Wall's head coach. He's 230. Otherwise, it's 170, 185-pound kid, something like that. 6'1", they just run like the wind. And as we mentioned earlier, Burke Boisius can really throw the ball. So how does Stanley County approach this game? We'll hear from head coach Max Folt when we come back on the Ponce of Agency State Farm pregame and our keys to success. Stanley County and Wall in the 9AA playoffs first round. We'll hear from the Buffs head coach when we return to Wall in 2 minutes here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Don't need to be afraid of all those upcoming holiday expenses. Oahe Federal Credit Union's holiday loan special is back. Borrow up to $1,500 for 12 months at 7% APR. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre. Oahe Federal Credit Union, where we treat you like you own the place, because you do.
People helping people. Oahe Federal Credit Union.
The Stanley County Booster Club invites anyone in the community that would like to help support the students of Stanley County to join them. Meetings are held the first Monday of every month at 6 p.m. at First National Bank in Fort Pierre. Find out more by following them on Facebook. They also encourage you to support the Stanley County Student Council by attending Dueling Duos, Saturday, November 5th at Griffiths. Tickets on sale now. Call or text 605-280-2491. The Stanley County Booster Club, proud to be SC.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank and Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our peer location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1 hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
It's the Ponsonby Agency State Farm pregame. We continue in Wall. It's playoff football for Stanley County against a very good Wall Eagle team. And our keys to success now with head coach Max Folt. Before we get to this game, we can take a moment to remember someone you knew well. People I'm sure know. Max is a Sully Buttes alum. So he knew head coach Mark Seffner very, very well. And, of course, we heard the very sad news of his passing last weekend at age 60, which is just far too young, and someone I know that you respected when you were a student and player for him, and then as a colleague, someone I know you had a great deal of respect and friendship with.
For sure, yeah, it's definitely sad to hear the passing of Mark. You know, Mark was a legend in the coaching business, especially in the Central South Dakota area. You know, anytime his bus pulled up, you knew you were in for a long night. Most years. So, you know, he cared a lot about the kids, and that's the number one thing in coaching, and that's reflected by, you know, how many supporters and how many people just reached out to share their love for Coach Seffner to his wife Lynn and his son Scott. So it's sad to see him go, but his memory will live on for a long time in the Sully Buttes area.
And for all of us who liked it, than a bad snap, and you give him a 13-yard field, and well, that was that against a team that I said it on the air. We talked it before we started recording. I don't know if I'd want to play these guys this month. They're as physical as anybody you've seen this year.
Yeah, they did a nice job. You know, it's tough. You know, like I feel like a broken record talking about our young guys all year long. There were some really good things in that Faith game. You know, we stuck with it, being down, dug ourselves a 22-0 hole, and to come clawing back to 22-16 at halftime and scoring right at zeros at halftime. I think it was a big momentum getter for us. And then we started the third quarter and we got our first stop of the game in the third quarter there. So, we definitely had our chances against Faith, but, too many errors down the stretch against a good physical football team. And if you have that many errors, you know, you're going to find yourself on the wrong end on the scoreboard.
You brought up the touchdown at the end of the half was by Barczyk, and you'd used your timeout, so Brock knew he needed to get to the end zone because he knew the time was running out, but he just wasn't going to be stopped on that play.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, it was one of those things. We called two plays in the huddle during our timeout, and I told him we're going to pick up the first down with this first play, and then no matter what, we got to get up and run play number two. And our boys were smart enough, even though, you know, being a young football team, sometimes you get nervous doing things like that. That's more of a veteran team move, but they executed well. And then Brock, like you said, wouldn't be stopped on the way in, and it was great effort from him that night.
And defensively, not only last week but the last several weeks, he's just been all over the field for you defensively.
Yeah, he's really starting to shine through for us. You know, our two juniors that play a ton for us, Barrett Schweitzer and Brock Zabe, do a nice job for us. They were voted captain at the beginning of the season, and to have two underclassmen voted captain, you can kind of see why with their play on the field. You know, they've done great for us. They play above their years, and they got to play with a lot of young players. So they have to be patient, and then they have to go perform, and I think they've done a nice job of both.
You're in the playoffs? That's great. You're the 16th seed, so that automatically means playing the top seed in their place and a very talented team, and that's certainly what you have in the Wall Eagles with Coach Heather Shaw. Of course, not unfamiliar to folks around here, but my goodness, what not the biggest team you're ever going to see, but as I said, they don't need to be with the talent they have and the speed they have.
Yeah, it's different. It's fun. Coach Heather Shaw is a good friend of mine. He's done a terrific job at Wall. And, you know, we were talking before this game, you know, how crazy it would be if we matched up in the playoffs. And here we are. And, it's an accomplishment with our young team to be able to make the playoffs. That's an awesome accomplishment. It's not as fun to game plan for a team like Wall. You know, they're as elite as it gets. You know, I think they're the best team we've seen on film. They just got athletes everywhere. Their quarterback doesn't miss when he drops back, and they've got so much speed. Like I told our boys, it's going to take a perfect game from us tonight, and that still might not be enough. And you know what? That's okay. We're going to line up and still go get this game played.
That's the other thing that leads me to what I was going to ask next, is that there's no pressure on you guys at all tonight in this game. And not much is expected of you outside of your team. It's like, let's go out there and play and have fun, and let's see what happens.
That's exactly right. You know, and you're going to see a fun game on our end, especially offensively. We're not leaving this field with any bullets left in the gun. We are going to pull out every stop that we have and some stops that were created over the course of this week. So our boys know the game plan. They know how we're going to line up and how we've got to play to be able to be competitive. And then they know offensively the things we got to do to be able to find some success out there. And those are some difficult things. Like I said, they're an elite football team, and there's a reason they're the one seed, and they've earned that. And we're going to have to play really well to make this a game tonight.
What's the key on, first of all, slowing them down offensively and then trying to contain their defense?
Yeah, the biggest thing with them offensively is trying to bottle up some of that speed. You know, we're going to really overplay the outside, which is obviously going to open up the middle of our defense a little bit, but we're going to be okay with that. You know, we're going to really try to limit the big plays, and if they want to take the ball 4 or 5 yards of carry up the middle, down the middle of the field, that's going to be okay with us. You know, we just don't want to give up the 60 or 70 yard touchdowns that they're so familiar with. And then defensively, they play a lot of press man, so our young guys are going to have to beat some man coverage, and they're going to have to win some one-on-one matchups. And our offensive line, we've been on them all week about how physical their defensive line is, so it's going to take an adjustment period just to match that physicality, and that's one of the things I'm glad we got to play Faith last week, because they were very physical, and I felt like over the course of the game we got a little bit better up front. So hopefully we can take some of that success we had last week and put some drives together tonight.
Stanley County head coach Max Foth, as his team has a test against the Wall Eagles. Congratulations on making the playoffs, and very best of luck tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Starting lineups and the law on the field coming up from Wall. It's Stanley County and the Wall Eagles. First round of the 9AA playoffs. More on the Ponsonby Agency State Farm pregame in 2 minutes here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve.
Flip your loan, lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or a recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferdinand Electric. Ferdinand Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferdinand Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferdinand Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferdinand.com or find them on Facebook. Ferdinand Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Stanley County and Wall completing their pregame warm-ups before the first round of the 9AA playoffs in this beautiful facility, fairly new, built in the last decade, right along I-90. If you've driven through here, you've probably seen it on many occasions. Beautiful field, turf field. Montana Dakota Utilities, you heard from those good folks in the community to serve, and they bring you our starting lineups. Brock Zabe is the junior quarterback, 8 touchdowns for Brock passing, and 6 rushing, and they've all been in the last 3 games, those touchdowns. 2 in each of the last 3 weeks. He has 795 yards passing in his junior season. Colton Brady, the sophomore running back, the main ground gainer for SC with 774 yards, just under 6 a carry, 7 touchdowns. Barrett Schweitzer, the junior fullback with 183 yards rushing, 17 catches, the leading receiver on this team, 246 yards, 2 touchdowns receiving, 3 rushing. Now tonight, starting, although you'll see many other players getting the chance on the tight end spots. Blaze Frost, the sophomore, with 7 catches, 3 for scores. Hugh Bourne, who had his first varsity catch last week. Chase Hansen, the senior, one of the seniors, getting to start this evening, too. Hayden Rogo and Noah Ball, one of the guards. Nathaniel Nelson is the center. Defensively, Landon Bain get a chance to start in the nose, the freshman for Stanley County tonight. Of course, Paxton Dio in the backfield. He and Hansen both have 6 interceptions, and Weston Prince, the freshman, has a pick, too. Max Bolt in his 6th season as head coach of the Buffs with a record of 26-27. Now for the Wall Eagles. What an offense this team has. It's Burke Boisius leading the way, the junior quarterback, 6'1", 175. Get this passing number, 58 of 70. Yeah, that's 83%. 1,400 yards. He has 22 picks. He has 1 interception this season. He has 50 touchdown passes in his career. He's also rushed for 4 scores. Cedar Amiot, the senior and all-state running back a year ago when he had 5 yards short of 2,000. This year, 693 yards. He hasn't had to run him so much, but he's still running for just under 14 yards a carry. You're going to hear some of these numbers. They sound like video games. It's ridiculous. 16 touchdowns. Ryan McDonald, an All-State senior receiver. All-State is a junior. 21 receptions, 9 touchdowns. Mason Heath, 18 catches and 4 scores. Tight ends are Blair Blasius, Burke's brother, and Thane Simons. And interior of the offensive line, Matthew Hendershaw, the senior, James Livermont, the senior of the guards, Jet Moore is the senior center, and starting also for Wall defensively, Brody Sundahl, a junior, with an interception, is a cornerback, Quinn Moon on the nose, Norman Livermont, a senior, he has 6 sacks this season. Let's Hendershaw, the head coach, the former Stanley County assistant, former girls basketball coach for the Buffs, his sixth season back at his alma mater where he was a multi-sport star. And in his six seasons, Walls 53-7, semifinal in 9A the last couple of years, lost to the eventual 9A champion Howard a year ago. They'd very much like to see the Tigers again. This time it would be in the 9AA playoffs. Well, those are the Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. Now time to tell you about the law on the field, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and we'll introduce the officials for tonight's game when we return to Wall in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Attorney General Mark Vargo here, reminding you what your rights are when somebody knocks on your door to sell you something. Whether it's at your home or at your business, they are required to give you a 3-day right to cancel or give you a 100% money-back guarantee. With fall and winter fast approaching, our door-to-door salespeople are making a last-ditch effort to make their sales. If you've encountered this type of sale and have questions or concerns, please reach out to my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Brett Distel is the referee for tonight's game. This crew from the Black Hills, of course. Tom Polanchik's the umpire. Tom Wheaton is the head linesman. The line judge is Mike Burke. The back judge is Domico Rodriguez. The law on the field brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. 68. It's going to get cooler now that the sun is set out here, but it's still 68 degrees in Wall right now. Not much wind. 4 miles per hour out of the southwest. A lovely evening. And that is our Potsapa Agency State Farm pregame. Coming up, kickoff, 9AA first round at Stanley County at Wall. And back with the action in 2 minutes here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
This fall, take some time to think about your future. While the leaves make their way down to earth, and the last sunset of summer leaves us with an autumn chill, it's time to
grab the nearest foam finger and break up a face paint. Rush the stands with First Dakota National Bank and forget how to blink. Fall sports are back with jaw-dropping plays, an electric atmosphere, and epic scores. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 24th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bears head to Gillette Stadium to take on the Patriots at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
It's the season of getting cozy, the season of warm apple ciders and sweet pumpkin pies. Before it's gone, be sure to get in the car, rev up that engine, put your pedal to the metal, and burn rubber before heading straight to the games. All sports are back, and First Dakota is sitting right up front with you on this adrenaline roller coaster. Raise your hands with every game-saving point, shout out your lungs when it kicks into overtime, and enjoy the ride of the season. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Check out their great selection in the meat, deli, and produce department and hardware, as well as the rest of the store. The freshest and best quality in the area. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, and convenient.
It's Wall. It's playoff time for the Stanley County Buffaloes. And again, Max Foth, the head coach, said it. It was an achievement for this program to make it here. It was thought by some it might be another year or two with only five seniors. Not a lot of experience coming in. But they've made it. But they have a chore tonight against the Wall Eagles. Glad to have you with us. Remember that Bauman Lumber brings you video coverage of this game. You can see it at the KGFX page at drgnews.com and at the DRG News app with Mike Champagne handling things tonight. Good to meet Mike, and glad to have you with us this evening. Coin toss is about to take place. We have time for another break, so let's take 1 minute here, then we'll get tonight's game going. Stanley County and Wall, first round of the playoffs. Back to Wall in 60 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality healthcare of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Stanley County won the toss, and I'm not at all surprised that they are receiving the football. And I'm very curious to see what Max Foeth may do. He said the playbook's basically going to be open. Look, the Buffs know they don't have anything to lose tonight. They weren't really expected to be here, and very, very few people are expecting them to be close in this game. But they play the games for a reason. We're ready. We hope you enjoy the action. And along with anything else Blair Blasius does, he's their kickoff man, and in 63 kickoffs this year, he's kicked 34 touchbacks. Normally, we see Chase Hansen and Barrett Schweitzer set up at about the 10 or 15. They're back at their 2. They have an idea of where this one's going. Stanley County, as you watch from left to right in this first half, we hope you enjoy the action. Blasius with the big boot. It's playable, though, for Hansen, and Chase takes it as his 5. 10, 15, 20, and down across his 22. So Hansen was able to take it from his 5 down to his 23, and that's where Stanley County will start with their first possession of the night. Let's just see what sort of fun they may have here. Buffs averaging 249 yards of offense a game coming in. Brock Zabe under center. Stretch handoff, look out, fumble on the first play, gave it to Brady, who fell on it. Stanley County did. Blaze Frost was able to fall on it, but that's a loss of 4 back to the 19-yard line of Stanley County. And nervousness? Well, it's understandable. But the last thing you want to do is give this team the ball in the red zone. 2nd and 14 from their 19. Stretch handoff, Frost round right, and look out! He didn't even make it back to the 15. 2 Eagles bring him down. First one was Burke Blasius. Called up the 16-yard line, but Brady had nowhere to go. Loss of 3 more. And it's 3rd down 17 for Stanley County from their 16. Just over a minute into the game in the playoff opener. We are in Wall. The Eagles 8-0. 3 straight perfect regular seasons. 23 straight regular season wins. Haven't lost on this field in a couple of years. Warner beat them in the playoffs a couple of years ago. That was the last time that they fell on this field. Stanley County taking a lot of time here. They're going to take an Agtegra timeout, and we will too. 10:29, first quarter. Stanley County and Wall scoreless. 3rd down coming up for the Buffs. Back in 30 seconds here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota.
Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Minute 31 into this game in Stanley County. Took all the time they could there before calling a timeout. You know they want to slow this game down. They're third and 17 from their 16-yard line. Zay pitch ahead to Cash Richardson. Pushed back. Mason Heath and Quinn Moon combined. It was a little pitch play and a good idea, but Richardson didn't have anywhere to go. And Stanley County has forked down, no gain on that play, still at their 16. Well, you can imagine the freshman, Paxton Deal, might see some pressure here. Ryland McDonald stands at the Stanley County 45-yard line. Snap back to Deal. He just boots it away straight right and out of bounds. Wanted to keep it away from McDonald, and understandable with his speed, but it's going to be inside the 35-yard line. In fact, it's going to be right at the 30-yard line of Stanley County for the Wall Eagles. With 10:21 left in the first quarter, a scoreless first quarter. This team doesn't need this kind of help, a 30-yard field, but here they have it. Burke Blasius, the junior quarterback, he's in the shotgun again. Brother, can this guy throw? Receiver each way. Single set back, it's Amiot up the middle, 25. Cuts left, trying to make his way outside to the numbers, but down around the 23. Good play by the Buffalo's Weston Prince to stop him from maybe a pretty big gain on first down. As it was, he gained 7. So Stanley County, minus 7 yards on their first possession. Plus 7 on the first play for Wall. And the Eagles are 2nd and 3 at the Stanley County 23. McDonald wide to the left, receiver to the right, left hash wide side right. Snap it back to Blasius, throws on the right side. Right corner of the end zone, touchdown. And he just dropped it right in there for the score, brother to brother. Burke to Blair. Blair's fifth touchdown reception of the season. Number 23 for Burke with touchdown passes. Two plays to score for the Wall Eagles. And with 9:43 left in the first quarter, they're up 6-0. And old Blair Blasius is the place kicker, too. And he's now 51 of 54 in extra points after he makes it. Let's take a break. 9:43 first quarter. Wall 7, Stanley County nothing. Back in 1 minute. 10:60, 103.1 KGFX.
No need to be afraid of all those upcoming holiday expenses. Oahe Federal Credit Union's holiday loan special is back. Borrow up to $1,500 for 12 months at 7% APR. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier. Oahe Federal Credit Union, where we treat you like you own the place, because you do.
People helping people.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
That Chase Hansen could handle, and he returned it from his 2, but not a whole lot near his 15-yard line, but that's all. So Hansen has been able to handle both of the kickoffs here, but only back to the Stanley County 15 on that one. And again, the field position not good for the Buffs. Down 7-0 here in Wall, 9:37 first quarter. Eagles are 8-0, Stanley County at 3-5. Shotgun for Brock Zabe. Left hash, wide side, right, two receivers that way, and a flag comes down before the play can even begin. And Brett Distel is going to tell us that ball's offside. Must have lined up. Well, no. This ball was never snapped, but can you line up offside? You're offside. 5-yard penalty. Give Stanley County first and five, and they'll take any sort of help they can get here. First and five from their 20. Deal wide right. See receiver slot right. That's the wide side. Snap to Zay. Brock rolls that pocket right. Pump fake throws. Hanson caught it. Held on 35. 40 right numbers. He's to midfield. He's to the 40 of Wall. Cuts left and down around the 37. Mason Heath caught up to him. A little juggle, but a great catch by the senior, Chase Hanson, for number 16 of the year. And the big gain is down to the 38-yard line of Wall. That is 42 yards. And that'll pump the Buffaloes up, no doubt, and give them a boost. They're first and 10 at the Wall 38. Well, they are opening up the playbook, and there's a big play for Stanley County. Down 7-0 about 3 minutes in. Zabe is under center. Hand off to Brady, and right after he took the ball, bringing him down at his calves. Well, who do you think? Bert Poitras. He's already done a lot tonight. And by the way, he also has 40 tackles this season coming in. That is now 6.5 for loss. After that one, it's a loss of 3 back to Wall's 41. And they said, all right, when I hit that big play, here's what we're going to do. Four receivers set for Stanley County, who are 2nd and 13 at Wall's 41-yard line. In motion is Schweitzer, and he takes the handoff, or the snap is directly to him across the 40. And upended, looks like they're back to the original line of scrimmage. It's the Wall 38 yard line. Blair Blasius in on that play. Well, they'll give him a couple to the 39. So it's third down and 11. Stanley County didn't convert a third down for the season. 32% coming in. But I'd say it's four down territory here in Wall's end of the field. Two receivers wide side left, two to the right. Third and 11 SC, Wall 39. Snap back to Zabe. Here comes the pressure. Screen for Brady. Caught it at the 39. 35 of Wall. Forward to the 30. That'll be enough to let him try it on fourth down. They only need a couple. Good screen set up to Colton Brady. Blair McDonald, or Ryland McDonald, able to bring him down. Gain of 8 to the 31-yard line of Wall. Fourth and 3, and no hesitation here for Stanley County, keeping the offense out there. 7:25, first quarter, 7-0 Wall on top. Stanley County had the big 42-yard play earlier in the drive from Zabe to Hanson. Now they need 3 yards on fourth down. They're 12 for 28 on this down this year. Two receivers left and two to the right. Zabe with a wing right in the shotgun this time. Oh, and the receivers all moved. Oop. The snap count apparently was 3 and not 2, and a legal procedure against Stanley County sets the Buffaloes back 5 yards, but I don't think there's any doubt they'll keep the offense on the field. However, 4th and 3 now becomes 4th and 8 at Wall's 36. Stanley County in their white tops, purple and gold trim, gold pants, and it's royal blue, what they call Vegas gold numbers for the Wall Eagles. 4th and 8, Stanley County, Wall 36, and movement in the line again. And both teams are pointing at each other saying, you did it, no, you did it, no, you did it, who did it? Brett Distel hasn't given us, he was about to give us a signal, but one of these official teammates said, no, 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 we got to talk about this. And 4 of the 5 officials are now talking about this. But Stanley County's walking backwards, maybe to lobby, but maybe they think it's against them. Brett Distel says it's on Wall. So how about that? Stanley County gains the 5 yards back to the 31 of Wall on the encroachment penalty, the second penalty on the Eagles. So Stanley County is back where they were, 4th and 3 at the Wall 31. 7-0 Wall, 6:37 in the first quarter here in Pennington County. So glad to have you with us. Left hash wide side to the right. Wing right and two receivers that way. Pistol again for the junior quarterback. He's Brock Zabe, and the snap is to him low. Pressure. Screen on the left side. Caught. Schweitzer. First down. 25. 20. 15. Barrett's down near the 13-yard line of Wall. Barrett Schweitzer with a big catch, and he's had his share of them this season, and that time he gives Stanley County A fourth down conversion. All the way to the 13-yard line of Wall for 18 yards, and Stanley County is in the red zone. Looking to even this game. 6:06 first quarter. Wall's up 7-0, and a little bit of confusion as the receivers were set in place. Now they're going to be called back to the huddle. Now they come out of it again. Stanley County just trying to cross Wall up here. First and 10. SC at the Wall 13. It is Zabe up the middle, off a tackle, 10-yard line. Then he is pushed back and hard. Ooh, man. And Burke Blaze just stopped him cold after a gain, but put him in the air and said, you're not going any further. Held him to a 3-yard gain at the Wall 10. Second down and 7. Zabe, 4 of 4, 68 yards on this drive that started way back deep at the Stanley County 15. Now it's at the Wall 10, second down and 7. Zabe, out of the shotgun with a 3 receiver sent to the right, rolls the pocket to the right, throws, it is caught down at the 4-yard line or 3. Good catch by Chase Hansen and good hard tackle there by Rylan McDonald. But here comes a flag and a hold on Stanley County. Wipes it out. It would have been, it looked like, first down yardage. Instead, the hold is going to wipe out the play. Well, those holding penalties and others have been problems for Stanley County in recent weeks. So instead of what looked to be a first down at goal at the 3, instead, they're back at the Wall 22-yard line where it's now second down and 19. 4:50 first quarter. Wall leads 7-0, but Stanley County is driving. Two receivers each way, nearer the right hash. SC from left to right, flag down as the snap came out, and this one's going to be on Stanley County, 2-4. Illegal motion. Well, such a chance here for Stanley County. Inside the 5 before a penalty wiped that out. Now another penalty sets them back to the 27, and it's 2nd and 24. Two receivers left and 1 to the right. Slot right is Cash Richardson. Long count. Zay back to throw. Pump fake. Here comes some pressure. He's back near his 35. Just going to have to scramble his way out of it into the left sideline. Made it back to around the 25 before he's brought in. Matthew Hedershaw was over there to force him out of bounds. He did gain a couple to the Wall 25, and I tell you, it was a good job by Brock to be able to gain that. But now third down and long for Stanley County. Third and 22 at the Wall 25, but first, an Integra timeout called by the Wall Eagles. We'll take a 30 here. 3:56 left first quarter. Stanley County driving, but Wall's leading 7-0. Back in 30 seconds on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Well, each team has used a timeout in this first quarter, and Actegra timeout acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Stanley County had a good third down gain earlier in this possession, set up a fourth down, which they converted. Here the third down around 22 at Wall's 25. Trailing 7-0, Wall leads 3:55 first quarter. Sapp to Zabe, they're going to do a double reverse, and Paxton Deal wants to throw left side. Zabe's open. Caught at the 10, out of bounds, inside the 5. Little razzle-dazzle there. As we told you, the playbook's wide open. And Cedar Amiot is finally able to bring Zabe down. He caught that one from Paxton Deal. They need the 3 for a first down. They're at the 4. They need a 22. They gain 21, but how about that play? Now, Stanley County keeping the offense out there. 4th down and a yard at the Wall 4. 7-0, the heavy favorite Wall with 3:15 left first quarter. But Stanley County trying to tie this game or maybe take the lead. Long time in the huddle again. They did this before earlier in this drive and ended up taking a timeout. But this strategy, just to keep this Wall offense off the field as long as they possibly can, you can't blame Stanley County for that, and they'll take another Agtegra timeout. So will we. We'll take 30. 2:53 left first quarter. Big 4th down play coming up for Stanley County. Wall leads 7-0, and we'll return in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Insurance. We all need it to protect our homes, health, businesses, and belongings. But having adequate coverage is just the beginning. You also need the support of professionals who stand by your side to protect what's important to you. Fisher Rounds & Associates combines the coverage you want with the commitment you need. Fisher Rounds & Associates. At your service, at your side. With offices in Pier, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
An Agtegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Well, Stanley County trying to do what they can to make this more than a 2 or 3 quarter game. They've used 2 timeouts now, and they use another one here. 4th down and a yard. They're at Wall's 4-yard line. Man in motion. Brady sets up to the right. Throw for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Zabe finds Blaze Frost! And Stanley County's on the board and only a point behind with 2:50 left in the first quarter. A little screen. Zabe found a wide open Blaze Frost in the end zone. We have a 1-point game. Now, what will Stanley County do? Yeah, I would imagine keep the offense out there. What a drive by Stanley County. They hand the ball nearly 7 minutes. And they want to take the lead over a heavily favored Wall team on Wall's home field. Shotgun for Zabe. 2 receivers to the right on the 2-point conversion. Snap back to Brock. Throws to the right. It is caught! It is a 2-point conversion. It's Chase Hansen, and the 16th seed is leading. Let's take a break. 2:50 left first quarter. It's Stanley County 8, Wall 7. You heard me right. Back in 1 minute. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in South Dakota high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Stanley County leads in Wall. And we'll tell you about the drive in just a moment. Tyler Leiferman is set to kick. And a little pooch to the left side. He kicked it only 8 yards, though, and Stanley County picks it up. They tried that onside a few times. It was touched by a Stanley County player, so officially the flag has to come up. The Wall's going to take over. This drive was 9 plays, 85 yards for Stanley County in 6 minutes and 53 seconds, ended with a touchdown pass from Zabe to Frost. Brock Zabe on that drive, 6-4-6, 493 yards, and the 2-point pass from Zabe to Hanson, a long way to go, but Stanley County is leading in wall. 8-7. And you heard Max Foltz say in our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame, we're not leaving anything out there. Well, Wall does have the football back. 2:50 first quarter. And wonder how agitated they are. Here is a snap back to Burke Blasius. The quarterback throws down the middle. McDonald makes the catch. 40-yard line. Takes a couple to bring him down. Noah Ball went in on the play. It's inside the 40-yard line near the 39. That's where they will spot it for a gain of 8. And it'll be second down and a couple for Wall. Blasius 2-for-2. He's completed well over 80% of his passes. Three receivers set to the left on second and two at SC's 39. Blasius back to throw again. Some pressure by Baldwin and the throw behind the intended receiver, but he still caught it. Wow, he reached behind it. That was Ryland McDonald. How did he come back to make that catch? I don't know, but he did. He did inside the 15, spotted at the 14-yard line of Stanley County. What a catch he just made. And he's out of bounds after a 25-yard play. Three receivers to the left for Wall. Down 8-7 to Stanley County. 1:52 first quarter. First and 10, Stanley County's 14-yard line. Snap it back to Blasius now. Here comes a flag as the ball's out of the hands of Blair Blasius. They're brothers. Good family of athletes here. The pass is incomplete, but the flag came down as the ball was snapped, and Brett Distel, the referee, tells us it's illegal procedure against Wall. Will Stanley County take the penalty here? You would imagine so, to set him back 5 yards. They will. Third penalty on Wall. So they're back to the 19 of Stanley County, where it's first and 15. 8-7, Stanley County is leading. 1:42 first quarter. A long way to go, though. Burke Blasius out of the option with a pitch left. It's to Amiot. 15-yard line, brought down near the 12. Hansen chased him down. That was the old Oklahoma wishbone type of option. Amiot gained 6 yards to the 13-yard line of Stanley County. That makes it second and 9. 1:18 first quarter. Stanley County with an 85-yard drive, and the two-point conversion after the touchdown has taken an 8-7 lead, but Walls right back in position. Two receivers each way on second and 9 at SC's 13. Burke Blasius backs the throw, looks right. This one's caught. Amiot trying to worm his way out of a tackle inside the 5-yard line. He's down. Amiot is able to make it inside the 5. Chase Hansen and Barrett Schweitzer able to bring him down, but it's at the 1-yard line of Stanley County for a gain of 12. This lead might not last long for SC. 50 seconds in the first quarter. Wolves first and goal at the Stanley County 1-yard line. Burke Blasius under center now. On count, pitch left. Amiot, with a convoy in front of him, walks into the end zone. Touchdown Wall, number 17 this season for Cedar Amiot. The blocking all in front of him, and with 36 seconds left in the first quarter, Wall back in front. So indeed, that lead didn't last long for Stanley County after they tried the onside kick and didn't make it. Well, it was Blair Blasius kicking the extra point the first time. They'll run an interesting formation with 5 of the 9 way to the left outside the hash mark, between the hash mark and the numbers on the left side. And the throw comes that way. It is caught by McDonald, and Ryland is into the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. And Wall is now on top by 7. We'll take a break. 36 seconds left, first quarter. Wall back on top of Stanley County, 15-8. Back in 30 seconds here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Flip your loan, lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
All right, back on top. After the onside kick didn't work for Stanley County, Wall takes it 47 yards on five plays, takes 2:14. Cedar Amiot finished it with touchdown number 17 for him this season. That matches the total he had last year when he came up just short of 2,000 yards. And the two-point conversion on the pass from Burke Blasius to Ryland McDonald. Now, Blair Blasius will kick off for Wall, who's back on top 15-8. 36 seconds left in the first quarter. And an end over end again. This one's going to be playable, and it's Barrett Schweitzer to take it at his 10. Cuts left, 15. Outside the numbers, 20, and a flag down as Schweitzer is down near his 21. I think Simons was able to stop him. Let's see what this penalty is for. And it's probably a block in the back. This has been an issue for Stanley County, and yep, they're called for it again. Well, these penalties, the last three or four, they weren't a problem in the first half of this regular season for SC, but my goodness, haven't they been lately. They'll have to march the penalty off before SC, and the ball goes back several yards, so we'll have to hang on a moment. With 31 seconds left in the first quarter, 15-8 Wall. Stanley County did have a brief lead, but Wall's Eagles come right back and score again. Again, the ball gets away from the official. They'll have to walk off this penalty. Schweitzer returned it to the 21. They'll mark it off from the 18-yard line. And the half-to-distance penalty brings it back to the 9-yard line. First and 10 from there for Stanley County. And it is coming out of a Wildcat. It is Schweitzer running in that Wildcat. And he's across to the 10 and around a 13. And that should be the last play of this first quarter. So we're through one in Wall in the first round of the 9AA playoffs. Wall leading Stanley County 15-8 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Back to Wall in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality healthcare.
The Stanley County Booster Club invites anyone in the community that would like to help support the students of Stanley County to join them. Meetings are held the first Monday of every month at 6 p.m. at First National Bank in Fort Pierre. Find out more by following them on Facebook. They also encourage you to support the Stanley County Student Council by attending Dueling Duos, Saturday, November 5th at Grifters. Tickets on sale now. Call or text 605-280-2491. The Stanley County Booster Club, proud to be SC. Second quarter in Wall, and the Stanley County Buffaloes have given the ball with a couple of fits, but still Wall is in front by a score of 15-8. I'm David Burrell, Haley Hansen, our studio coordinator, Mike Champagne handling the video, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Watch it at the KGFX page. After the four-yard run by Barrett Schweitzer, Stanley County is second down and six from their 13. Zabe with a little shovel pass ahead by Brady, but he is stopped at the 14. He didn't gain a lot there. He found Colton Brady. Quinn Moon was near the end of that play, and he's the one who made the stop for a gain of a yard. And Stanley County now with a third down and five from their 14. They've actually outgained Wall 94-68, each team with three first downs. Or 95-82, I should say. Those are the passing yardage. 94 now. Remember, Raj Zabe, 6 of 6, 93 yards on that first drive. Third and 5, Stanley County from their 14. Two receivers in motion from right to left. They have Zabe as a receiver, and out of the Wildcat, they hand to Schweitzer. Breaks an ankle tackle at the 15, cuts right, but he's back at the 14, and now he's brought down. So they're going to that Wildcat formation again. They sent Zabe as a receiver out that time, and Schweitzer was held up by Quinn Moon. No gain. And now it'll be punt formation for the Buffs. Paxton Deal. 10:44 first half. Wall on top, 15-8. But Stanley County did lead for a short time, but they did lead in this game. Rylan McDonald is standing at the Stanley County 45. SC needs a good punt here, but you know that Wall will look for, if they can get it, a return from McDonald. But no, it's going to be Deal kicking it straight left again. Little bit of a bounce for him, but not a whole lot. And Wall's going to be able to set it up in Stanley County territory again, this time at the 36-yard line. With 10:19 left in the first half, 15-8, Wall is leading. Lyman has advanced to the second round of the quarterfinal round of the 9A playoffs. They wrapped up a 50-0 victory tonight over... Oldham, Ramona Rutland in Presho. Next Thursday, they'll again be on KPLO. First and 10, Wall at Stanley County's 35. Handed off to Amy on right guard. Runs over. Schweitzer is able to bring him down, but forward to the 30. Amy on is 6'1 and 190. Again, not an enormous team, but Amy on has some strength. They'll spot him at the 31-yard line for a gain of 5 yards. And there's a Buffalo that is not up yet. It might be Schweitzer. I mean, Amiot just ran headlong into him. And I think that is Barrett. We'll take a quick break while they look at him. We'll take 30. 10-1 left first half, 15-8 Wall in front. Back in 30 seconds. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank & Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our peer location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Off the field, looked to be a cramp. Second and 5, Wall, Stanley County 31, under some pressure as Blasius throws. It's caught 25-yard line down to the 23 or 2 as Hayden Rogo is able to make the stop on Rylan McDonald. A little pressure there on Burke Blasius, but McDonald able to bring it in for a first down for Wall. They'll spot it at the 23-yard line of Stanley County. Wall scored first. Stanley County with an 85-yard drive, had the lead for a few moments in the first quarter. First and 10 now for Wall, up 15-8 at SC's 23-yard line. And Burke Blasius under center, but here comes another flag. And did they run out? No, it's a... And illegal formation here is called against Wall, and that'll back them up 5. That's the 4th penalty here on Wall for 20 yards. Stanley County has been penalized 4 times for 31 yards. Wall back to the Stanley County 28. They can shake that kind of penalty off the way they can put the ball through in the air. McDonald is wide to the left. They run it out of the eye. Mason Heath dotted by Cedar Amiot. The handoff is to Amiot. Round left end. 25-yard line, tackle broken, cuts outside the numbers on the left side. 20, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Cedar Amiot is his second of the game. But there is a flag down, so hang on. It would be the second of the game for Amiot if it stands. I don't think it will because Burke Blasius doesn't look very happy, the Wall quarterback. And Brett Distel will have a chat with one of his fellow officials and then tell us what's what. Yeah, Wall's backing up. Stanley County standing in the end zone. They think it's going to be a conversion coming up. Cedar Amiot's not happy about it, but we still haven't seen a signal. Now we will. And there's no flag, and it's a touchdown. So Amiot runs it in from 28 yards out, and the Wall lead is now at 21-8 over Stanley County with 9:43 left in the first half. So after the deliberation, might have been a block that was close to being in the back that they had to chat about for a moment, but they ruled that it wasn't. So now Blair Blacius will try the extra point. His brother Burke is the holder. Jet Moore snaps it back. Now linemen stand up for Wall. Now we're ready. So Wall now with a two-score lead for the first time in this game. Snap a little high, but put down by Burke Blacius, and Blair Blacius boots it through. We'll take a break. 9:43 left in the first half. Wall now 22-8 over Stanley County. Back to Wall in 30 seconds. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 24th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bears head to Gillette Stadium to take on the Patriots at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for high def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
It was the 18th touchdown running of the year and the second of the game for Seymour Amiot from 28 yards to end a 36-yard three-play drive for Wall. Took just 36 seconds, and Blair Blacius with the extra point. Wall now up 22-8 over Stanley County in this first round 9AA playoff game. Top seed Wall, 16th seed Stanley County. And Blair Blacius set to kick. All the kickoffs have been playable. This one isn't. Goes into the end zone for a touchback. Stanley County will start at the 20 after we make things legal.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 1060 KTFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT. 103.1 FM Fort Pierce. Stop speeding before it stops you.
So Stanley County will start from their 20. And again, that is the 35th touchback for Blair Blacius this year in 66 kickoffs. Not too bad. We'll get you on the Pier Governors when we have a moment. But first, here comes Stanley County from their 20, first and 10. Two receivers to the right and two to the left also. Zabe, they've gone with that wildcat, but not here. It's Zabe in his regular pistol position. Scrambles, brought down for a sack. Inside the 15. Quinn Moon was there first. For the Wall Eagles, and that is a loss back to the 14-yard line. A loss of six. James Livermont was in on the play, too. And he was sandwiched. Absolutely nowhere for Brock Zabe to go. The 16th time that Zabe has been sacked this year. Second down, 16 for Stanley County from their 14. Five receivers set it is. Zabe takes a low snap, scrambles to the right, sacked again. Here comes a flag. Zabe is down at around his 12. James Livermont in there again. Let's see what the flag is. As Brett Distel has been busy telling us about these things tonight, it's a hold on Stanley County. Will Wall decline it? Yep, they will. So Livermont with a sack and a half on successive plays. And Stanley County is now back at their 11-yard line. Third down, a lot of field turf. Third down and 19. A beautiful, beautiful field here. And you may remember when Stanley County played Wall in the last decade, and you folks in Wall certainly know this. It used to be, before they built this beautiful facility, the football field was on the other side of I-90. Not terribly convenient for the Eagles then. Third and 19, Stanley County from their 11. Three receivers to the right. Zabe backs to his goal line. Look out, lost the ball. That's a safety. Had it knocked out of his hand by Burke Blacius, and it went out of the back of the end zone for a safety. And that makes it 24-8 for Wall. The ball bounced out of the end zone very quickly. There was no chance for Burke Boisius to recover it. But now with 8:28 to go in the first half, give Wall two more. Second safety that the Eagles have had in this season. And it is a 24-8 Wall lead. Promised an update on Pierre. They're having no problem as expected down the road. And Box Elder leading Douglas Patriots 39-0. 3 minutes left in the first half of that game. So it looks like Pierre will have the top seed in the 11AA playoffs, and that would mean hosting the first round next Thursday night. And if they win that, hosting the semifinal on the first Friday in November. That game, of course, is on River 92.7 with Brian Oakland. So they'll set up the tee. You can either punt it or set up the tee here. It's from the 20. It'll be Tyler Leiferman to do it. Rylan McDonald is standing at his 44. So Wall, who's just had the safety, should have good field position here. Great play by Burke Boisius to give his team two more points. Leiferman boots it and sends the receiver back to his 33-yard line, 35-40, up the middle to the 45-40-yard line of Stanley County. And now down to the 36. That ended up being Cedar Amiot, who had a pretty good head of steam and was able to return that to the Stanley County 36. Cash Richardson near the end of the play. You talk about the guys with the speed on this team, and he is definitely one of them. That is a 31-yard return on the free kick. Wall's first and 10, Stanley County 36, up 24-8, 8:21 left first half. Burke Blasius takes it and runs up the middle. 35-30, Colton Brady has a hand on him as he's down at around the 30. Burke Blasius, the junior, now he has rushed for 4 touchdowns and 10 and a half yards. Again, you look at some of these numbers that that Wall has, and they look like they come out of a video game. For the season, coming into tonight, they averaged just under 14 yards a play. Maybe skewed a little. We'll explain why as we move along. Second down and 4 for Wall, the Stanley County 30. Running out of the eye. First man through the fullback. Big room! Up the middle, 20, 10, touchdown, Mason Heath. That's his fifth of the year. Just a little inside give to Heath that Stanley County didn't see until it was too late. And Mason Heath runs right up the middle for the touchdown, and Wall follows the two-pointer with a six-pointer and increases their lead to 30-8. Blair Blasius will again try the extra point. Burke Blasius holds, Jet Moore the snap, it all works, the kick is good, and we'll take a break. 7:37 left first half, Wall in control now. They're leading Stanley County 31-8 back in 30 seconds on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Ball strikes again, first after the safety. Then the big return off the free kick by Cedar Amy out of 31 yards. It only took two plays for Wall to score after that in 51 seconds on the 36-yard drive. Blair Blasius will kick 31-8 now for Wall. Hanson and Schweitzer inside their five. Line drive kick into the end zone again. Another touchback. And for the second straight time, Stanley County will start at the 20. So 7:37 remains in the first half. Now there's work to do for Stanley County. If they want to make this a 3 or 4 quarter game. They must be able to move the ball. They did so well on that first drive with Brock Zay through the air, but the running game just hasn't been for Stanley County tonight. In fact, it is minus 19 after that counts the sack, the two sacks, and the play where Zabe was hit in the end zone that led to the safety a moment ago. Stanley County out at their 20, first and 10, down 31-8. Valuable experience being gained by these young players, though. Three receivers to the right. Zabe is under center, and a quick throw right is caught, and then a blast right away for a loss. Colton Brady was just zapped by Blair Blacius. Hit him hard. Loss of a little more than a yard back to the 19. And the Wall Eagles are saying, we're through fooling around here. Second down and 11, Stanley County at their 19. Top-seeded Wall with an incredible offense, and their defense does the job too. Three receivers to the right. Zabe throws, looks that way, going long for Schweitzer, and it is incomplete. Little behind him. Ball didn't quite make it to him. Rylan McDonald had the coverage. It was at the Stanley County 39-yard line, and now it'll be third down. Again, you look at these offensive numbers, and they're amazing. I'll give you a comparison. For the season, Wall has outscored their opponents 418-32. Here's the comparison. Stanley County coming into the night with 175 points for the season. Wall has 196 points, or did coming in first quarters. Third and 11, Stanley County from their 19. Two receivers to the left. The officials will stop things because Stanley County has taken their final timeout of this first half. An Integra timeout, and we'll take 30. 6:52 in the first half with Wall leading Stanley County 31-8. Back to Wall for playoff action continuing in 30 seconds here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
You know that feeling? The feeling that things couldn't get any better? It's you at your best. Being your best means owning your health. It means not only meeting your goals, but crushing them, then setting new ones. Partner with an Avera primary care provider. We are right here to help you create health goals so you can feel your best and move forward to your healthiest self. Learn more at avera.org/checkup. Avera, moving health forward.
On KGFX, we'll update it further at halftime, but for the interest of you fans in Wall, wondering who the Eagles, if they win, would play next week, well, it's looking like it may be the Bonhomme Cavaliers who are blasting Ipswich in Tyndall tonight, 34-6 at halftime. That's an Ipswich team that can put a lot of points on the board, but as Stanley County saw earlier this year over there, so can those Cavaliers. Stanley County, after their last time out of the first half, they're 3rd and 11 from their 19. 6:52 left in the half. Wall leads 31-8. Man in motion is Hansen. Low snap. Comes to Zay. Pressure again. They've been on him all night. He breaks out of one tackle, throws to the left for Hansen. Caught. Nice catch. It is 15, but only made it to his 19. Now, that was a big scramble there and a good recovery by Hansen to come back to the football, and Norman Livermont, the defensive end, was able to hold Chase Hansen back for about a yard to the 20. So, Stanley County faces fourth down, and again, there's still 6:14 left in the half, and again, the aim for Stanley County, try to make this more than a two-quarter football game, because you know Wall is starting to think, and they have a lot of work to do to get there. But they're up 23 now. They have a lot of work to get it to 50, but again, they have done this 6 times this year. They've only played 2 full games. And Stanley County, why not? The offense on the field, little hand, double reverse, and deal with a throw left. It is caught on a dive by Zabe, or is it not? Wall says no, and now the official says he caught it, Zabe did, but it's short of the first down. Well, it was a good attempt there by Zabe to dive forward, but a couple of yards short of where he needed. It only made it to the Stanley County 28-yard line. So Wall will start again in Stanley County territory with 5:44 left in the first half. leading 31-8. Cedar Aniana's two touchdown runs for Wall. Mason Heath with one, and Blair Blasius has a touchdown pass. Or Burke Blasius does to Blair Blasius. Burke is a junior. Blair is a senior. Burke is the quarterback, and he is under center. Sends Blair in a tight end to the left. Pitch left to Amiot. Once a block, tries to cut outside. Out of Hansen's tackle, 25-20. Left sideline, 10. Five gone! Cedar Amiot broke. One Chase Hansen tackle, and put on the burners again for his third touchdown run of the night. And on one play, Wall scores again and boosts the lead to 37-8. That's 28 more yards. And Amiot is now up to 75 with three touchdowns on only six carries. And Blair Blasius again will attempt the extra point. It's on the way, and it's good. We'll take a break. 5:34 left in the first half. The lead now 30 for Wall over Stanley County at 38-8. More playoff action from Wall in 30 seconds on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
This fall, take some time to think about your future. While the leaves make their way down to earth and the last sunset of summer leaves us with an autumn chill, it's time to grab the nearest foam finger and break up a face paint. Rush the stands with First Dakota National Bank and forget how to blink. Fall sports are back with jaw-dropping plays, an electric atmosphere, and epic scores. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
Stanley County put a brief scare into Wall, but the Eagles have turned on the gas now, and they're now up by 30. One play drive there on the Cedar Amiot 28-yard touchdown run. Blair Blasius with another extra point. 38-8 Wall, 5:34 left in the first half. Again, Stanley County's mission, move the ball when they have it here. Will Blair Blasius boot it into the end zone again? Yes, he did. Third straight time for a touchback. And Stanley County will start from their 20. Why don't we check on what's going on in Oneida? Ooh, Potter County is leading Soli Buttes at the half by a score of 12-6. Soli Buttes won by 30 when they played in the regular season. Star 99 with that game with Dave Williams and the newest member of the DRG Media Group family, KC Miners. We're so glad to have KC with us. Stanley County here now down 30 with 5:34 left in the first half, 38-8. First and 10 from right to left at their 20. And here comes another flag. As again, something is wrong in the line for Stanley County. Illegal procedure, and Stanley County is set back 5. And that'll be to their 15-yard line on the fifth Stanley County penalty so far in this game for 36 yards. And again, not what SC needs. They need to move the ball. They're first and 15 from their 15. Brady out of the backfield sets up as a slot to the right. They line up directly bisecting the hashes and hand it off at left guard in a big scrum with not a lot of room is, I believe that's Schweitzer who carried it. No, it's Q Born. Q Born has had one carry before that, and he had a yard there to the 16. Born had his first catch in varsity last week. Down to 5 minutes first half. Now, Stanley County down 38-8. And again, you can see what they're doing. They're trying to run time off the clock. And maybe at this point, for them, delay the inevitable. On second down, low snap, Zabe's able to take it. Rolls the pocket to the right. Lost it right side once. Brady, and incomplete, nearly intercepted. Stepping in front of him, in front of Colton Brady, was the cornerback, Brody Sundahl, who nearly had his second interception of the year. Now, third and long for SC from their 16. It'll be third down and 14. On KGFX, again, we'll update playoff action for you at halftime and what the Peer Governors are doing, too. And other Stanley County fall sports. We'll have volleyball for you on Tuesday, November 1st. Six-round, 6A first-round action in volleyball here on KGFX. Third and 14 SC from their 16. Zabe with a throw. Looks right, throws left. Caught by Schweitzer in trouble. 20-yard line. Knocked down hard. Only made it to his 22. Ball came out, but he's ruled to be down. Barrett. Able to make the catch, but James Livermore got in, and Vermont got in another good lick. Gain of 8 for Stanley County. They're 24. That'll make it 4th down and 6. And in punt formation, Paxton Deal. 4:03 left in the first half. Stanley County led briefly in the first quarter, but it's been all wall since. Pass back to Deal. He throws out of it and finds Cash Richardson, 28-30. First down, 40-yard line. You heard Maxwo say nothing's going to be left in the tank. Well, Deal with a completion there to Cash Richardson and gives Stanley County the first down. Good play on the fake punt. Cedar Amiot made the stop. Cash Richardson has his first varsity reception. And Paxton Deal, well, he tried to pass earlier. He's tried a few. In fact, he's 4 out of 5 tonight. First and 10, Stanley County. They keep the ball. And they're at their 39 with 3:34 left in the first half and WAF 38-8. From right to left, Zabe takes the snap, looks for room at right guard. Forward back to the line of scrimmage, but in the arms of the junior Quinn Moon goes Brock Zabe. Off of the scramble. And Zabe just keeping the football. And again, Stanley County keeping it on the ground when they can. Again, they didn't want to play a two-quarter game tonight, which, of course, was the danger for them, for this young team. Wall just doesn't have long drives. You fans in Wall know that. They want big plays. They try big plays in their warm-up. Now Brock Zabe, as time has stopped, is tying his football cleats. I think he's tied both of them. Now the clock will start again, just under 3 minutes left in the half. Second and 10, Stanley County from their 39. Bauman Lumber with our player of the game and our family dental up here in Gettysburg postgame. Zabe in motion as out of the Wildcat, they bring up the Schweitzer again, and he's forward, but maybe to the 40 and no more. As James Livermont was in there again for another hit. And yes, only a yard here for Barrett Schweitzer to his 40. Wall not going to be interested in using timeouts. They're hoping they get the ball back soon. It's down 2:23 in the first half. 38-8, Wall on top. Three touchdown runs for Cedar Amiot in this game for Wall. Stanley County, 0-7 on third down. 3rd and 9 from their 40. Wildcat again, and they hand it from Schweitzer to Zabe, who now throws right double coverage. It's knocked away, and two flags come down as Hansen was knocked down. This may be a first down for Stanley County. Blasius was coming back trying to cover Hansen and knock the ball down, but I think knock chase down too. And Brett Distel will confirm it is interference, pass interference on Paul Eagles. And this will give Stanley County a first down at the Wall 45-yard line. Fifth of first down for Stanley County. Sets up in Wall territory, 2:01 left in the half. Wall up 38-8. Stanley County driving. And again, trying to make it more than a two-quarter game. Looks like they will now. Man in motion is Hansen. Hand off to Brady. One tackle broken. Left side 40 and near the 39. Good run out of something that didn't look like it was going to be very good for Colton Brady. Claire Blasius was there. Gain of six, though, out of what could have been a 1 or 2 yard loss. Second down and four, SC at the wall 39. They come to the line quickly. We're down to 90 seconds left in the first half. 38-8 wall in the lead. Stanley County from right to left. Oh, the snap is a little dribbler, and Zabe is brought down. It is the Stanley County, or the wall 44. That sack goes to Norman Livermont. There's number seven for him. And Wall is going to stop the clock here to try to get the ball back. With a minute 16 left, first half, an Integra timeout. We're back in 30 with Wall leading Stanley County 38-8. Back in 30 seconds on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1 hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Wall with a big lead of 38-8, but against what Stanley County will try to do now, they're going to make this, it appears, beyond a two-quarter game. Now the mission, you gain another first down here, the Buffs say, and they say, hey, we can not have a running clock at the start of the second half. But some wondered whether there'd even be a second half of this game. We're pretty sure there will be now. So the sack just outside the 44, let's call it third down on a long nine here. Stanley County has a five receiver set, three to the right, two to the left. Schweitzer in motion, and the takes it on the sweep around right end only to the 45 before he is pushed back. Led by James Livermont, Wall's going to take another timeout, and so will we. With 107 left in the half, another AgTegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. 107 and a half, Wall 38, Stanley County 8, back in 30 on KGFX.
Flip your loan, lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or a recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Wall knows full well what Stanley County's trying to do here. Keep it out of their hands and keep the offense off the field. Stanley County is going to keep their offense on the field, you would imagine. Here, sure they will. Fourth down and 10 at the Wall 45. Now each team has used their full allotment of timeouts. 107 left in the first half. Wall leading in this 9AA first-round game 38-8. Two receivers each way. They're at the right hash, wide side to the left. Deal will send in motion, low snap, taken by Zabe, throws down the middle, underthrown, incomplete. It'll be Wall's football either way. Brody Sundo almost again had an interception, but the pass didn't make it to Schweitzer. And now, with a minute two left in the first half, Wall will take over, and you know what they'll be thinking. Starting from their 45, leading 38-8, and now they want to do what Stanley County was trying to prevent, have a running clock at the start of the second half. In case you're a casual fan, if you have a 35-point lead in the second half, the clock runs when it normally would not. A 50-point lead at halftime or any point in the second half ends the game, and Wall's had that six times this year. First and 10 Wall from their 45. Burke Blasius is under some pressure and throws a toss right, aiming on it. It's 42-45, midfield, Stanley County 40, tackle broken. Here comes a flag. Schweitzer brings him down at the 35-yard line of Stanley County, but there was a flag while Amiot was making his run down the right sideline. Official put his head to his cap. Not referee Brett Distel. They will talk it over. This one is face mask. And that's all they tell us. I assume against Stanley County, but they have not moved the football. The gain was to the 35-yard line of Stanley County on the pass to Amiot. It's declined. All right, so it's a 20-yard gain. 53 seconds left in the half. Wolves first and 10. Stanley County's 35, leading 38-8 in this 9AA first-round playoff game. But again, wonderful experience for the Stanley County team. Two receivers each way now. Burke Blasius stands at the 40. Throws right, little wobble. Oh, Amiot still caught it. 13-yard line, and now down at the 12 with Barrett Schweitzer stopping the play, and he's out of bounds. Bit of an awkward play there as Amiot was brought in by Barrett Schweitzer. But the completion is wiped out by a penalty. Walls called for holding. So that wipes out a play that would have put Wall in Stanley County's red zone. Instead, they're going to be back all the way to the Wall 49. Clock runs, 41 seconds left in the first half. First and 26 for Wall from their 49. Burke Blasius under some pressure. Now airs it out left. Prince over there to cover, and it's incomplete. He was going for Amiot near the 23-yard line of Stanley County. Got a lot under it, and Prince was over there to make good coverage, too. We're down to 32 seconds left in the first half. Wall now still only at second down, so they are second and 26 from their 49, but they still have 32 seconds. No timeouts left. 38-8 Wall on top in this first round 9AA playoff game in Wall. We're glad to have you with us. Three receivers on the short side to the right. Burke Blasius, good protection. Throws right. It's caught, and a wonderful catch by Strand Williams. 20-10. Cuts left. 10-5. End zone touchdown. He'd overthrown Strand Williams by a couple of yards, but the senior reached out and caught it for his third touchdown catch of the year. But again, that's timing, too. And they work on that. Most of their offensive warm-up for this team is that timing to make that sort of play work. And even if a ball is even overthrown like it was or a little underthrown, these receivers know how to come back to it. And Blair Blasius will try the extra point. It's good. And that makes the lead 37 for Wall. With 23 seconds left in the first half, we'll take a break. Wall is 45-8 up on Stanley County, and we'll return to Wall in 30 seconds on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
With that touchdown pass, Burke Blasius is now 7 of 8 for 147 yards. That's what this guy does. Two touchdowns. And Wall now with a 45-8 lead over Stanley County. Three-play, 55-yard drive in 39 seconds. Blair Blasius will try to give another big boot. 23 seconds left in the half. Line drive kick lands 7 yards into the end zone. A fourth straight touchback. Our Family Dental appear in Gettysburg. Halftime report on the way. Have numbers from the first half and, of course, other playoff scores. So we will have at least some of the second half of this game, it appears. 45-8 Wall in front. The top-seeded Eagles came into this game outscoring their opponents 359-24 in the first half this season. They're quite a team. Stanley County from their 23, First and 10 with Brock Zabe under center. Stretch hand off to Brady. Didn't even make it back to the line of scrimmage as he was plowed under by Burke Blasius back at the 19, and that'll be the last play of the first half. Well, Stanley County can at least say that for a short time in the first quarter, they had the lead on the top seed. But the Wall Eagles got it going after that. Cedar Amiot has three touchdown runs. Also, two touchdown passes for Burke Blasius. And Wall has a 45-8 lead over Stanley County at the half in this 9AA first-round playoff game in Wall. On the Wegner Auto scoreboard, Wegner Auto, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been in Pierre since 1908. Stick around for the Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg. Halftime report, first half numbers, and a look at other playoff and regular season scores. And we'll do all that when we return to Wall in 3 minutes. 1060-103.1 KGFX and at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 24th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bears head to Gillette Stadium to take on the Patriots at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
It's the season of getting cozy, the season of warm apple ciders and sweet pumpkin pies. Before it's gone, be sure to get in the car, rev up that engine, put your pedal to the metal, and burn rubber before heading straight to the games. All sports are back, and First Dakota is sitting right up front with you on this adrenaline roller coaster. Raise your hands with every game-saving point. Shout out your lungs when it kicks into overtime, and enjoy the ride of the season. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Each South Dakota farmer operates differently, and that means that ag insurance should be as unique as every farmer in the field. Fisher Rounds & Associates gets to know you and your operation before we find a policy. That way, we can make sure you have the coverage you need. Contact Fisher Rounds & Associates and see what it means to have us at your service and at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving South Dakota farmers with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
No need to be afraid of all those upcoming holiday expenses. Oahe Federal Credit Union's Holiday Loan Special is back. Borrow up to $1,500 for 12 months at 7% APR. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre. Oahe Federal Credit Union, where we treat you like you own the place, because you do.
People helping people, Oahe Federal Credit Union.
Time in Wall, and the Wall Eagles actually trail briefly in this first half to the 16th seed Stanley County Buffaloes, but Wall got their offense going again after that, and they have rushed out to a 45-8 lead over Stanley County at the half in this 9AA first-round playoff game. I'm David Burrell. Haley Hansen, our studio coordinator, Mike Champagne, taking care of the video tonight. Remember, you can watch it, brought to you by Bauman Lumber at the KGFX page at drgnews.com. And the DRG News app. So glad to have you with us. Well, it was Wall who scored first in this game. Took a 7-0 lead early first quarter, first time they had the ball, 23-yard touchdown pass from Burke to Blair Blatius. They are brothers. But then Stanley County put together an 85-yard drive in 9 plays. In fact, Brock Zabe was perfect on the drive. He went 6 for 6, and the last one was a 4-yard touchdown pass to Blaze Frost with 2:50 left in the first quarter, and then Zabe found Chase Hansen for the 2-point conversion, and Stanley County, the 16th seed, had an 8-7 lead, but then Wall, right after that, came back. 47-yard drive ended with Cedar Amiot's first touchdown of the night from a yard, 15-8. For Wall after they went for two and made it. Early second quarter, Amiot with another touchdown, this one from 28 yards. Stanley County's next possession, Brock Zabe had it, knocked out of his hand in the end zone by Burke Blatius, went out of the back of the end zone for a safety, and then after that, Wall needed only 2 plays to score again on a Mason Heath 30-yard touchdown run. It was 31-8. Wall with 7.5 minutes left in the half. Next time Wall had it, 28 yards again for Amiot with a big first half, a 1-play drive after a short punt. And then after Stanley County moved the ball and tried to stall it out, well, Wall got the ball back, and with 23 seconds left in the half, Burke Blatius with another touchdown pass, his second of the first half, on a great catch by Strand Williams for 51 yards. 45-8 Wall at the half, as the top-seeded Eagles, who have averaged over 52 points a game, look to be on their way to that number again. They outgained Stanley County 258-107, 111 yards rushing for Wall and 147 passing. Stanley County with 125 passing and minus 18 rushing. Wall had 9 first downs in the first half, Stanley County with 5, and Stanley County tried their best to keep the ball away and did so fairly well, having the ball 18 minutes and 52 seconds. But time of possession doesn't mean a thing to these Wall Eagles, because they can strike so quickly as they have tonight. They had only 5 minutes and 8 seconds in the first half. Stanley County 0 of 8 on third down, but 3 of 5 on fourth down. Wall has not had a third down try in this game yet tonight. Amiot, 75 yards on 6 carries rushing. Mason Heath, the 1 carry for 30 yards and the touchdown. Burke Blatius, 7 of 8. 147 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. McDonald, 3 catches, 41. Amiot, 2 for 32. Strand Williams, 1 for 51. Blair Blatius, 1 for 23. Aaron Schweitzer with 6 yards rushing to lead Stanley County, but everybody else has struggled. Q Bourne had 1 carry for a yard. Everybody else in negative numbers. Colton Brady had 3 catches, 8 yards in the first half. Hansen, Zabe, remember a deal, threw him a couple of passes, you know, and also Deal completed 1-2 Cash Richardson off the fake punt. Deal was 4 for 6 in the first half. So Stanley County trying a lot of tricks, as Max Foth hinted that they would. But it has been all Wall in this first half, and they're up 45-8 at the half over Stanley County. We have some time to tell you about playoff action and a 9AA. For those of you in Wall, you're interested in who the Eagles are going to get next. It looks still like it's going to be the Bomb-Home Cavaliers. Had a big halftime lead. They're still leading Ipswich pretty big, 34-12, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. From Central South Dakota, teams in 9AA looking like the 2-year reign of Platt Geddes as 9AA state champions will come to an end. Black Panthers did lead earlier at Hanson, but now the Beavers well in front, 42-18 with 7 minutes to go. Kimball Winley, they're hanging fairly tough at Elkton Lake Benton, but that good Elk team looking to stay unbeaten leads 26-12 over the Wildcats. That's with 7 minutes to go in that game. Lyman's on to the quarterfinals of the 9A playoffs after a 50-0 win tonight over Oldham Ramona Rutland. And next Thursday in Presho, the Raiders will host Castlewood, and that game will be on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. Phillip, another good night for the Scotties as they improved to 8-1. They defeated Esteline Hendricks 36-0. They'll get Harding County Bison. That'll be in Buffalo in the quarterfinal round next week. Gregory moves on to the quarters after a 50-0 victory over Iroquois Lake Preston. Looks like they'll have Wolsey Wessington Warbridge running over Dubrook area midway to the third, 41-0. First round in 9B tonight. Top seed Harriet Selby area, no problem with Lemon McIntosh, 56-6 in Selby. The Wolverines improved to 9-0. Looks like they'll get Avon. They and Faulkton area, the Pirates and Faulkton having a wild one, 74-48 Avon, still with 4 minutes to go in that game. In Oneida, still anybody's game with 10 minutes left. Sully Buttes, last we had reported, Potter County had the lead, but the Chargers now back in front, 14-12, 10 minutes left in that game. That's on Star 99 in Bowbridge. Jones County in the playoffs for the second year in a row, but ran into that good unbeaten Hitchcock Tulare team tonight in Tulare, and the Patriots were 50-0 winners. Faith, whom the Buffs just saw last week, trailing Del Rapids St. Mary with 5 minutes to go, 30-20. Kenoka area onto the quarters after a 60-6 win over New Underwood, and they are on to meet DeSmet in Kenoka next Thursday night in the quarterfinals. DeSmet, whom Stanley County saw earlier this year, was a 50-0 winner over Colombe. In 11B, winners' winning streak is now at 32. Warriors on to the quarterfinals after a 62-7 win over Lee Deadwood. They'll get Duel in winter next Thursday. Duel over St. Thomas More, 27-10. Mulbridge Pollock able to win last week. That put the Tigers into the postseason. But it's going to be one and done, it appears, as they're trailing Aberdeen Ron County with 10 minutes to go, 46-0. That game is on the KOLY page at drgnews.com. Now to regular season play in 11A. Chamberlain ending their season tonight. A win probably wouldn't have done them any good. They're 12th in the seed point standings, but they're trailing anyway at Canton, 38-0 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pier well on their way, the Governors, to becoming the top seed in 11AA after that big win last Friday over T area. Tonight, they're leading Douglas just down I-90 over in Box Elder, 46-0 midway through the third quarter, and Brian Oakland has that game for you on River 92.7. That's some of what is happening in South Dakota playoff and regular season football. Regular season ending tonight in the top three 11-man classes. Playoffs beginning in 11B and 9-man. Look on the KGFX page. We'll have all of those scores for you later tonight. And, of course, much more on everything in sports tomorrow morning right here on KGFX. Stanley County Buffaloes, well, they have tried all sorts of things. Some trick plays, trying to slow the game down. They did keep Wall off the field for some of the first half, but the Eagles offense has still got it going. And in the first half of this 9AA first-round playoff game in Wall at the half, it's Wall leading Stanley County by a score of 45-8, and Wall is set to receive the second half kickoff. I have a feeling Stanley County is going to try something, though. We'll have that second half kickoff when we return to Wall in 3 minutes, a three-minute break, then we're back, and this is high school playoff football featuring the Stanley County Buffaloes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
The Stanley County Booster Club invites anyone in the community that would like to help support the students of Stanley County to join them. Meetings are held the first Monday of every month at 6 p.m. at First National Bank in Fort Pierre. Find out more by following them on Facebook. They also encourage you to support the Stanley County Student Council by attending Dueling Duos, Saturday, November 5th at Griffiths. Tickets on sale now. Call or text 605-280-2491. The Stanley County Booster Club, proud to be SC.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank of Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our peer location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Flip your loan, lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Here we go with the second half in Wall. Stanley County trailing Wall 45-8. 9-AA playoffs first round. Stanley County will kick. Rylan McDonald's only standing at his 21. I think he's expecting what we're expecting. Stanley County to try something tricky. Yep, onside kick. Try. It goes 10 yards. Now it's loose. Did Stanley County fall on this? Did they at the 49-yard line of Wall? They did! It works for the first time as Colton Brady has the football. An eagle nearly dove on it, but Stanley County is able to steal the first possession of the second half. Colton Brady, it's right on the midfield stripe. It has to go 10 yards, you know, unless a Wall player touches it. And I think a Wall player did, and that allowed Brady to land on it. So Stanley County will have the first possession of this second half. They've tried the onside kick for a few weeks now. Third time they've tried it tonight. First time it works. First and 10, Stanley County at midfield. Brock Zabe in the shotgun. Runs out of it, 45, up the middle, 40-yard line of Wall. That is a first down. Burke Blasius is able to bring him down, but Brock Zabe just takes it right up the middle for a first down. And the best running play by far that Stanley County has had tonight, that's a 10-yard gain. They had minus 18 rushing in the first half. But they have it here first and 10 at Walls 40. Remember, with a 35-point game, the rule is a running clock in the second half, so the clock would run when it normally would not, and incomplete passes and those sorts of things. First and 10, Stanley County at the Wall 40. Zabe with a toss back to Deal and wants to throw up. Here comes a flag, and the pass got knocked out of his hand. It's incomplete. Batted down by Brody Sundell, but a flag came down anyway. Brett Distel has had to give us a lot of signals tonight, and he'll give another, and it's a hold on Stanley County, which you're pretty sure Wall will take here. Well, we'll see. Lex Heathershaw, the former Stanley County assistant, says, yeah, push him back, sure. Sixth penalty of this game on Stanley County. Line of scrimmage was the Wall 40. But now, Stanley County is going to be back all the way at their 41. Yikes, that makes it first and 29 for Stanley County. Three receivers set. Well, someone came across, Burke Blaise just came across the line of scrimmage, and the play was stopped. As Burke's going to be called for encroachment. To give 5 yards back to Stanley County. Well, that hasn't been the cleanest game. That's the seventh penalty on Wall, six on Stanley County.
Yeah.
from their 45-yard line. Stanley County is first and 25 now. Here's another flag. Well, this is getting to be a little messy now. At least the clock keeps running. 9:38 in the third, but Stanley County is now called for illegal motion. The seventh penalty on the Buffaloes. So, again, even though it'll be the last film session, we'll still be saying, guys, remember this next year, not the sort of things we can do. Only five seniors on this Buffalo team. Chase Hansen, one of them, comes off the field. Back to a first and 30 for Stanley County from their 40. Zabe out of the shotgun. Two receivers left, little toss ahead, deflected and incomplete. Zabe nearly caught his own pass. He tried a shovel pass that was knocked away, came back towards Brock Zabe, but the ball bounced on one hop in front of him. Yes, a quarterback can catch his own pass if a defensive player touches it. It's incomplete. And second down and 30 for Stanley County from their 40. Again, with the 35-point lead, that clock will continue to run. Bonhomme now leading Ipswich for the interest of you fans in Wall, 34-12 as the fourth quarter begins in Tyndall. Bonhomme trying to hang on in that lead. They would come here to Wall if they hang on for action next Thursday night in the quarters. Low snap, but here comes a flag and stops the play again. As more yellow flags come out, Stanley County, Wall is called this time for another encroachment penalty. Nope, it's against Stanley County. My bad, he gave the wrong signal at first. So this will send the Buffs back to, should be the 35. Well, you've got me. They haven't put the ball down yet. But that clock keeps running, probably fortunate for everyone. 7:35 left in the third quarter. Wall 45, Stanley County 8. The Eagles look like they'll be 9-0 and on to the quarterfinals. They'll host again. Of course, they would host through the semifinals if they keep winning. They're assured of that, being the top seed, just ahead of Howard. Of course, it was Howard that knocked out Wall in the 9A semifinals last year, and both teams up to 9AA this year. Second and 35 for Stanley County at their 35. From right to left, snap back to Zabe and handed to Schweitzer. Round right end cuts back up 39-40, but no more. Blair Blasius is there to stop him. Gain was held to 5. Stanley County from their 40, still with 3rd and very long. 3rd and 30. They need the Wall 30 for a first down. They recovered the onside kick to start this second half, and they've eaten up about half of the third quarter. And again, keeping that Wall offense off the field. Wall has had the ball just over 5 minutes tonight and still scored 45 points. That's the way the Eagles do things, as you Wall fans know. Third and 30 for Stanley County from their 40. Brady in a slot right. Two receivers each way now. Nearer the right hash. Snap to Zabe. Some pressure. Throws a screen left. Schweitzer caught it and it's 37. 40. 45. Tackle broken. Here comes another flag. Schweitzer's to midfield before he's brought in again by Blair Blasius. But the flag will be determined to be another hold on Stanley County. Lex Heathershaw may decide to decline this penalty. Yes, he will. So the completion to Schweitzer is to midfield. 10-yard gain, but still 4th and 20 for Stanley County. In punt formation will be Paxton Deal, but they've thrown out of this a couple of times tonight. Unless the offense stays on the field. Yeah, I think the offense is just going to stay in the field here. Again, Stanley County, you heard Max Foth, if you were with us in our pregame on KGFX, say, look, we know we don't have anything to lose tonight. Nobody's expecting anything from us. Remember, Stanley County can always say, for a brief time in the first quarter, they had the lead against the top seed. Now they're going to run the clock all the way down on what would be a play clock for the last few seconds before calling and Agtegra timeout. We'll take it too. We're down to 4:51 left in the third quarter. Wall still on top of Stanley County in this first round NCAA playoff game, 45-8. Back in 30 seconds to Wall on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And Agtegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. The clock does stop on timeouts, even with a 35-point rule. So Stanley County, 4th and 20, and they'll be at midfield after this timeout. Ipswich has scored and cut into Bonhomme's lead in Tyndall, 34-20. Cavaliers still on top, but still 10 minutes left in that game, and Ipswich can put some points on the board, so that one's not at all in the books just yet. Let's check on what's happening in Oneida. 3 minutes left now, and Sully Butte's continuing to lead Potter County 14-12 on Star 99. Offense on the field for Stanley County on 4th and 20 at midfield. Schweitzer in motion. Snap is low. Zabe looks in the left flat. Incomplete. Bounced in front of Amiot, but it will give the ball back to Wall. With gaining on 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter, and Wall is up 45-8. And again, you know what this team is thinking. Two touchdowns plus one conversion would wrap it up early. Again, this team has played only two 48-minute games all year, and they scored 49 and 48 points in those games, two receivers each way. Burke Blasius, the quarterback, first and 10 midfield. Hand it off. This is the fullback. This is Heath. 40, 30, 28-yard line. Another good run by Heath, who had a touchdown earlier. Noah Baldwin finally stopped him. But a big run for Heath brings it to the 30-yard line of Stanley County, a gain of 20 and a first down. And Heath, now with 50 yards and two carries, 131 yards rushing for Wall. They average 177. And again, they average 360 yards a game, but we told you about that enormous number of nearly 14 a play, and we'll explain that as we have a chance. First and 10, Wall at the Stanley County 30-yard line. Two receivers each way again. Burke Blasius with a throw right, turnaround catch. Blair Blasius, 20. Blair's down at near the 15-yard line of Stanley County. But a flag is down. So this play may be off the board. It was a first down to the 15-yard line of Stanley County. Now it's going to stand because it's a personal foul on Stanley County. And these sorts of penalties have haunted the Buffaloes in recent weeks. So again, this Wall team averages 360 yards a game. But before tonight, and this is in the eight games in the regular season, they had 208 plays from scrimmage. And that averages to 28 a game. And that's because of the big plays they have and so many games that ended early. The penalty is declined, so the play will stand. It's spotted at the 16-yard line of Stanley County for a gain of 14 from Burke to Blair Blasius. Second catch of the night for Blair. Burke is 8 of 9, 161 yards, so he's getting not too far from 90% passing for the season. He was 83% coming in. First and 10, Wall. Stanley County, 16. Down to a minute 40 left in the third. Wall leading 45-8 in this first round 9AA playoff game. Receivers split each way, and Berkwacious just takes it around left end. 10, 5, fights his way near the end zone. Is he in? He is. Touchdown, Berkwacious and the Wall Eagles. And that's rushing touchdown number 5 for Burke this season. With a minute 26 left in the third quarter, and for the seventh time in 9 games, the Wall Eagles have hit the 50 mark. They lead 51-8. So now Blair Blacius will try the extra point on the way, and it's good. And we'll take a break. We'll take 30 here. 1:26 left third quarter in Wall. And the Wall Eagles increase their lead over Stanley County to 52-8. Back in 30 seconds here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 24th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bears head to Gillette Stadium to take on the Patriots at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for high def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Strikes quickly again, 50 yards in just 3 plays, 318. Burke Blacius on the keeper for the 16-yard touchdown. The extra point makes it 52-8 for Wall. 1:26 left in the third quarter. And Blair Blacius, whose last 4 kickoffs from left to right have been touchbacks, will try to do so again. Chase Hansen, Barrett Schweitzer wait and around the 5. But Burke Blacius, another big boot into it. This one's into the end zone again. And Stanley County will start at their 20 after station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 1060 KGFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276GT. 103.1 FM Fort Pier. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
Again, of interest to you fans in Wall as to who the Eagles' quarterfinal opponent may be. Looking more and more like Lee Bonham. They have scored in the fourth quarter and now have a 42-20 lead over Ipswich and Tyndall with 7 minutes to play. Hansen did complete the win over the two-time defending champ Platte Gaddis, 42-18. Kimball White Lake season over after a 32-18 loss at Elkton Lake Benton. Stanley County from their 20, first and 10, and just hand it off straight ahead. Colton Brady across the 20, down near the 25-yard line. It's been a tough night for Brady and for just about anybody else for SC trying to run the football. That time, the stop was made by the senior defensive end, Norman Livermont, who was tied for the lead in tackles for this team coming in with 42. Call it 5 for the sophomore Brady, who had that huge game, the 280-yard rushing game against White River. 2 more years to go for a fine runner, and he's played well in defense, too. Second and 5, SC from their 25, 40 seconds left in the third. Two receivers each way. They send Deal in motion. Oh, and the snap gets behind Deal, and he has to fall on it. And here's a flag down, too, and it's picked up and run into the end zone by Moon. But I don't think it'll count. Well, the official puts his hands in the air. Well, they've got to have to sort out here. Zabe had to fall, or at least thought he was going to, on a snap that rolled back to him near the 14. Then a flag came down. And Quinn Moon just picked up the ball and ran into the end zone. But let's see what we have here. As referee Brett Distel tells us, that it's going to count for a touchdown. And that ends this game. Just like that. The penalty was on Stanley County. Zabe did not fall on the football. Quinn Moon ran it into the end zone to end this game because the Wall lead is 50 and the Wall Eagles dominant again and they end another game early. They have ended now 7 of their 9 games early this season. Stanley County did all they could to try to slow the small Eagle team down. Max Foth having a little bit of a talk with his team before they shake hands with the Wall Eagles. But a team that, well, and as we say, what was expected to be a rebuilding year still makes it to the postseason. Now the handshakes will take place, and the Wall Eagles again dominant and move on to the quarterfinals of the 9AA playoffs. Our final score here in Wall in the 9AA playoffs, first round, the Wall Eagles 58, the Stanley County Buffaloes 8. Wall on to the next round, stays perfect, the top seed, they're 9-0. And for Stanley County in this rebuilding year, but not a bad year, 3-6 isn't going to look so great in the historical ledger, but put it into context, not a bad year at all for the Stanley County team, which, of course, only loses the five seniors. Of course, so much has been done by Chase Hansen. Jackson Getty, remember the catches he's made the last couple of weeks. Tyler Lieferman and Nathaniel Nelson, who've been steady on the lines. Lieferman also in kickoffs, and Riley Runge also ending his Buffalo career here tonight. The Wall Eagles, although Stanley County tried all they could to try to hold this team from running their offense when they got on the field, they did the job again, and they will host again next Thursday. Again, looking like it will probably be against the Bonhomme Cavaliers. On the Wagner Auto scoreboard, 58-8, Wall beats Stanley County in the first round of the 9AA playoffs. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. They're South Dakota's oldest auto dealer, and they've been in Pierre since 1908. Stay tuned for our Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg postgame, which will include numbers from this game, and we'll take one more look around Central South Dakota playoff and regular season football tonight. We'll start our postgame coverage in 2 minutes from Wall. This is high school playoff football featuring the Stanley County Buffaloes. Back in 2 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her.
Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in South Dakota high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's the season of getting cozy. The season of warm apple ciders and sweet pumpkin pies. Mm. Before it's gone, be sure to get in the car, rev up that engine, put your pedal to the metal, and burn rubber before heading straight to the games. All sports are back, and First Dakota is sitting right up front with you on this adrenaline roller coaster. Raise your hands with every game-saving point. Shout out your lungs when it kicks into overtime, and enjoy the ride of the seasons. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
In Wall tonight, the Wall Eagles dominant again as they score 50 points again. The seventh time in nine games this year, Wall improves to 9-0. And for a young Stanley County team, yeah, they Max Foth said in our pregame they wouldn't leave anything in the tank, and they tried all sorts of things, had an onside kick, had passes out of fake punts, in fact, even had the lead briefly in the first half of this game. But it was all Wall otherwise, and the Wall Eagles topped the Stanley County Buffaloes by a score of 58-8, and Wall, the top seed, moves on to the quarterfinals of the 9AA playoffs. They'll play again on this beautiful field next Thursday night, and we'll go over playoff scores in just a bit. Wall ended with 308 yards of offense tonight. Stanley County just 125, and it ended up with negative yards rushing. Not a bad night for the passers for Stanley County. There were two of them. Brock Zabe, 9 of 12, 83 yards. Paxton Deal also was 4 for 6 for 52 yards. Eric Schweitzer had 3 catches. Colton Brady, 3, 2 each for Cash Richardson, Chase Hansen, and Brock Zabe. But the rushing game, yeah, as we say, it didn't go well at all for the Buffs tonight, as they were limited again to negative yardage, minus 10 rushing. Barrett Schweitzer had 11. Bert Blasius, that quarterback, had another big night. 8 of 9, 161 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Bert Blasius this season is now 62 out of 79. That's well into the 80 percentile. He had touchdown passes to Blair Blasius, his brother, and to Strand Williams. But as we name our Bauman Lumber player of the game, it was the man who helped make Wall go and extend their lead in the first half, and we'll name him after we return in 30 seconds after this from Bauman Lumber here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
T-shirt is on its way to Peter Amiot, the senior running back who was an All-State player a year ago, but 3 touchdowns tonight to give him 19 for the year, 75 yards, and he had the big runs in the second quarter that helped extend the Wall lead. Remember, Stanley County briefly late in the first quarter of this game actually had the lead after Wall scored first, but a Brock Zabe to Blaze Frost touchdown pass with 2:50 to go in the first quarter, followed by Zabe finding Chase Hansen for the two-point conversion, gave Stanley County an 8-7 lead, but Wall scored again right after that, after Stanley County tried an onside kick. So, yeah, the Buffaloes did what they could to try to slow Wall down tonight, but again, the Eagles were just too much. We've told you about the 5 seniors on this team. That means there's going to be a whole lot of people that have gained a whole lot of experience this season. And coming back, Zabe, of course, he took his licks this year. He got sacked quite a bit, 3 more times tonight in 18 for the year, but he also had 9 touchdown passes, and he rushed for 6 scores. He'll be a senior next year. Barrett Schweitzer will be a senior. What a versatile player he is. And, of course, there's still 2 more years of Colton Brady. Paxton Deal showed us a lot. Well, he did anyway this season, as he and Chase Hansen tied up for the team lead with 6 of an amazing 16 interceptions for this team. Blaze Frost will be back for his junior year. Remember the big touchdown he had against White River, one of his 3 this year. So the future looking pretty good in the next couple of years, really, potentially, for Stanley County football with a whole lot of experience back. Before we leave, we'll go to other scores in just a bit. But first, of course, Stanley County volleyball. That'll be our next Stanley County action here on KGFX a week from Tuesday, November 1st. Volleyball in the first round of the Region 6A playoffs. But for the first time in 6 years, Stanley County ended the regular season with a winning record. They go into the postseason at 13-12 and looking like they'll be able to host a first-round playoff match at Parkview Auditorium on Tuesday night, November 1st. And also, of course, this Saturday, the cross-country state championships, they'll be in Huron, and 3 Stanley County Buffaloes will be running. Spencer Sargent on the boys' side, and 2 Buffalo girls will also run. Kaysen McGee and Rachel Nemec, of course, at that Region 4A meet in Tacoma last week. The Buffs missed by 1 point of qualifying that team for state cross-country. Again, that happens on Saturday. Now, let's look at the scoreboard in Central South Dakota teams in the 9AA playoffs tonight. Platte Gennis, the 2-time defending 9AA champions. Well, that reign is over after a 42-18 loss in Hanson to the Beavers. Platte Gennis ends at 4-5. Kimball White Lake with a very tough schedule this season. They had to see this Wall team a couple of weeks ago. They went over to Elkton and played the Elks pretty tough, but it was Elkton Lake Benson winning and staying unbeaten. That final was 32-18 tonight. So it's Elkton Lake Benton on. And by the way, Wall will get Bonholm. That'll be a fun game here next Thursday night in the quarters, as Bonholm did defeat Ipswich tonight by a score of 42-20. The folks here in Wall with the potential to see a very entertaining game here next Thursday night. 9A, it's Lyman on to the quarterfinals after a 50-0 win tonight in pressure over Oldham, Ramona, Rutland. They get Castlewood next week. They knocked out Timberlake 26-0. So Lyman and Castlewood don't know the time yet, but we know it'll be next Thursday, and we know that'll be on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. Phillip Scotties play on. They're 8-1 after a 36-0 win tonight in Phillip over Esteline Hendricks. They'll have to go on the road next Thursday to Buffalo to meet Harding County Bison, who was a 38-10 winner tonight over Chester area. Gregory is on to the quarterfinals. The Gorillas beat Iroquois Lake Preston tonight 50-0 at Gorilla Stadium. The next for them, this will be a pretty good game. Woolsey Westington Warbirds, who shut out Newbrook area 41-0. In 9B, Sully Buttes with a fourth quarter touchdown, and they held on to win the rivalry game over Potter County in Oneida 14-12. Sully Buttes moves on to the quarterfinals. Tom Moore in his first year as head coach, replacing the late Mark Sefner. You know that was on everybody's mind in Oneida tonight. The Chargers are able to hang on. They are 7-2. And it's looking like, how about this? They won't, it appears, get the rematch with Corsica Stickney unless something strange happens. Sully Buttes just beat Corsica Stickney last Friday night, but they are trailing Irene Wakanda in Corsica 55-44 in a wild game with 2 minutes to go. Harriet Selby area, the top seed in 9B. No problem with Lemon McIntosh. Wolverine 9-0. They won 56-6. And next Thursday night, they'll host the Avon Pirates, who outlasted the Falkton area Trojans in Avon in a wild one, 74-48. Season's over for Jones County's Coyotes. Not a bad year, considering everything. They had 3 wins, but lost tonight to Hitchcock-Tulare, 50-0. And Faith, their season comes to an end. Del Rapids, St. Mary, remember the defending champions in 9B. It's not been the easiest season for them, but they knocked off Faith tonight, 30-20. Kadoka area is on to the quarters. The Cougars beat New Underwood 60-6. And that good DeSmet team awaits them in Kadoka next Thursday evening. DeSmet was a 50-0 winner tonight over Cologne. More playoff action in 11B. Winners winning streak now at 32. Warriors a 9-0 after a 62-7 win over Lee Deadwood. In winner next Thursday, they'll host Duel, who was a 27-10 win over St. Thomas More. Mobridge Pollock did make it to the postseason by rounding out the regular season with a victory last week, but their season is over after their 46-0 loss tonight to Aberdeen Ron County. Looking at regular season play in 11A, Chamberlain's season ends at 2-7. The Cubs fell to Canton 38-21. And in 11AA, as expected, no problem for the Peer Governors. Down the road in Box Elder, they defeated Douglas by a score of 46-6. The Governors finish at 9-0, finishes the top seed in 11AA, meaning that they will host at Hollister Field at Phil Trotner Stadium next Thursday night. And if they win that game, they would host the semifinal on Friday night, November the 4th. The Governors had the big win, of course, last Friday over T area, and they win tonight 46-6 in Box Elder over Douglas. So that is what's going on with Central South Dakota teams in the playoffs and in the top three 11-man classifications on this final night of the regular season. And an interesting night here in Wall as Stanley County tried to pull about every trick out of the book to try to slow things down, but Wall still with a big night, and they have yet another 50-point win. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road and not on your phone. thanks to a whole lot of people who made it happen, not only tonight, but for this season. Here in Wall tonight, we were just treated like kings. Joe Martin, the athletic director here, thanks to Nick Champagne for taking care of the video tonight. And also thanks to our studio coordinator, Haley Hansen. And my sincere thanks as a football season comes to an end to, again, one of the best I've ever dealt with, Max Foth, the head football coach of Stanley County, who's just got to be proud of the way his team, this very young team, played this season. Again, our next Stanley County action on KGFX will be on Tuesday, November 1st, when Stephanie Huber's volleyball team looks like they'll be hosting a Region 6A first-round playoff match at Parkview Auditorium. This playoff game was brought to you by 1060, 103.1 KGFX, our advertisers and the member schools of the SDHSAA. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the SDHSAA. High school playoff football featuring the Stanley County Buffaloes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX. Brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, the Stanley County Booster Club, Oahe Federal Credit Union, American Bank and Trust, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Pier Regional Airport, Access Health, Fort Pier, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors also help bring you high school football on KGFX, Ponsiba Agency, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier, Actegra, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Bauman Lumber. Remember, watch the replay of this game at the KGFX page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Bauman Lumber brings you that. And also Wegner Auto. I'm David Burrell. The Wall Eagles impressive again. Stanley County ends this season with three wins and looks toward a promising next couple of years possibly. But it's Wall on to the quarterfinals after tonight's 9AA first round win. Final score one more time in Pennington County. The Wall Eagles 58, Stanley County Buffaloes 8. I'm David Burrell. We thank you for joining us and good night from Wall.